created the whole world as it was. Created mankind from semen and made him to be this perfect creation. And then guided him to the way, to the path. And then made him to die and to be buried. And after that, when Allah Ta'ala will bring him out of his sovereign grave. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah alone without any partner. The one who has decreed upon every creation which has a soul to die and made himself alone who will live forever. Peace and blessings upon the one whom the Prophet and Messenger were in and sealed with. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all of his companions and family and those who follow him and sit the resurrection. After a while, in fact it is obligatory about every Muslim to think after looking around himself to see where are those who were before him, where are those nations, how did they build big buildings, how much money they collected, how many wells they dig, how many palaces they raised up, and how many towns and cities they have occupied. Until they thought that this life is going to be for them forever, and they will not leave it to the other life. Very surprised. Once you look to that, you get very surprised. And the question is very simple. Where are those who were before us? They died. But they lived. Signs behind them. Their houses are witness. Are witnessing what they used to do. But who remembers? And who gives the benefit of that? It was said in a boat, I came to the grave and I called. Where are those who were respected and those who were not? Where is that one who used to show his power? Where is his power and the things that he used to have power over? They all have finished. And no one gives us the news of them. They all have died. And even the news died with them. So you come to ask me about people who passed away. Don't you have a strike against you? So you stop of what you do from the misguidance? Every day you go out of your house early in the morning. And you come late in the evening, thinking that you are strong and rich, but forgetting that very soon, all this beauty of these pictures, of these images, will be forgotten. Allah Ta'ala said at the Surah Qaf, Ayah 19, وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدُ. سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ, the pain of death has come. This is the thing which you used to avoid by medicine, by sport, by living in a very good and strong house, by having big arms. These were your protection. Now cannot protect you. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala said the truth of it, as in Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 34, وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَجَلٍ فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. For every one of you, a time to die and leave this world, as none of you can extend his life for an hour, or can be shortened for 1 hour. Dear brothers and sisters, death is the real thing, is the fact that is attendant with us, that is present every time, although we think it is absent. This is the power that is going to win the battle. Although in our lives we feel very secure from it. People and their wealth, and their strength, and their good health, they feel secure from it, and they forget it. But it comes suddenly to them, in their richness, in their health, in their power. And it is away from their mind and their life, but soon it will be in their land and make them miss their power, health, and wealth. Dear brothers and sisters, this is the greatest of the most massive musibah that ever existed. As Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 106, فَأَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةُ الْمَوْتِ. فَأَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةُ الْمَوْتِ. And it comes to you, the musibah of maut, the musibah of death, the strife. Maut, death, is the greatest reminder and striker. It is also the strongest stubborn from the sins for those who have, who still have a life heart. How not? While the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, كَفَى بِالْمَوْتِ وَعِضَى. It is sufficient. It is a sufficient strike to be with death. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded the people who are following him and everyone else to remember this much. As he said, أَكْثِرُوا مِنْ ذِكْرِ هَذِي مِنْ لَذَّاتِ. Remember much of the thing that breaks your enjoyment. How many friends you used to sit to and you used to like to speech? How many shuyukh? How many relatives whom you used to sit to and listen to their speech and enjoy it? Where are they now? They are in the darkness of the grave. Death has brought us on the way to reach them. So don't be so secure. Sooner or later, it will pass someone else to reach us. But the question is, how are you going to be then? Abu Bakr, obedient or disobedient? How can you know? The answer is very easy and simple. Work from now to avoid all sins. And do every good deed you can. Oh people, verily this is a truth that has no doubt. And a certain thing that never gets answered. Allah Ta'ala told us the certainty of it. As in Surah Al-Imran, Ayah 185, كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every spirit, every soul will taste the death. Allah didn't say will die, will taste. Because death has a taste. That's what the Prophet ﷺ used to say. اللهم عني على سكرات الموت. Oh Allah, help me to bar the time of the tasting the taste of death. Dear brothers and sisters, death has a pain that no one can know it. No one, even doctors, even professors, no one can know it except those who are in it, feeling it. So you and I will never be able to describe it. Why? Because we are going to test it, we are going to be experts of it. But right after that, we are going to live the other life. So we are not going to be able to describe it to ones who are alive. Why? Because death cuts all voices and sounds, breaks all bowels. Every part of the body becomes very weak at the time of dying. And pain after pain for every single part of your body. Until the soul comes to the throne. There, not only the power cut off, even sighting will be lost. So you can see nothing. But one thing will remain. Blame. Blameworthy things you did That is the thing that you are going to face and taste and see. And remember that if you are from those, those who are losers. But happiness, pleasure, is the only thing that you are going to see if you are from the faithful. But pain is there. Imam Bukhari, رحمه الله تعالى, reported in his Sahih on the service of Aisha رضي الله عنها that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, while he was dying, he was at the state of sakarat, the pain of the removal of the spirit. He used to put his hand in water and wipe over his face and say, أَلَا إِنَّ لِلْمَوْتِ سَكَرَاتِ أَلَا إِنَّ لِلْمَوْتِ سَكَرَاتِ Verily death has pain. Verily death has pain. Wallahi Akhwan, the pain of death is no similar pain to it. Whatsoever pains you have, you hear of nothing. All these pains of life, if gathered together, would not come like the pain of death, which is only for a fraction of seconds. It's only a fraction of seconds. But it is greater than the pain that you had in all of your life. Not you only, all the dead spirit is all over the earth and from the first man until the last. It would not equal the pain of death for one man. For one man, which only lasts for a fraction of a second. And that's why, when the Prophet ﷺ was alive, he used to say this dua very much. Allahumma a'inni ala sakaratil maut. Oh Allah, help me to pass the time of death. Pain of death. In this hadith is reported by Imam Ahmad, Tirmidhi, and authenticated by Al-Hakim. So why? Why no strike can work with you? Why nothing can stop you as if you are a piece of rock? You will feel pain. You will feel sorry that you do not have your fuel with you. And you will feel very sorry when the caller is going to call you. The call of death. So don't ever feel safe in this life. As the best thing, the good in it, is the reality of the searching. So don't feel happy of what you gain. As you are in it, going to taste the opposite of what you wish. You know what that does that mean? As the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith, one day to his Sahaba, أيكم مال وارثي أحب إليه من ماله؟ قالوا يا رسول الله كلنا ماله أحب إليه من مال وارثي. Whom of you? The wealth of the inheritors of his, meaning the relatives, is more beloved to him than his. The Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, all of us, every one of us, his will is most beloved to him than every other will. The Prophet ﷺ said then, your wealth is what you spend for the sake of Allah. The wealth of your inheritors or relatives is what you say. Is what you say. So, repent as long as you are alive. Repent from all what you did from the sin. And be alert. Before you sleep, the finality. Do you accept that you accompany people who have fuel and you don't? If you lie, so then you are somebody who doesn't know what benefits them and what doesn't. So are you the one who does things much? Tomorrow, which is very closely coming, very soon coming, tomorrow you're going to see what you did. And you who broke the boundaries of Allah Ta'ala, up to where? You continue in your mistakes. Don't you know that death is running after you to destroy your property that you made all of your life? You're not afraid that you'll be taken upon a sin? Imagine if you die while committing a sin. How are you going to stand before Allah? How are you going to stand before Allah? We hear from Brother Abdul Haq what happened to one of the sisters in the United Kingdom. How she ended up dying in the street in a very bad situation. And a few days ago, I was watching Al Majd TV when they interviewed one of the guys who used to be one of the leaders of Palto, Dark Rooms. And he repented, alhamdulillah. But he talked about how many sins they did. How many boys and girls they misguided. And he said one incident changed his life. One of his most beloved girls was showing her body to everyone all over the world. And her room, a Muslim girl, was standing and lying in front of the camera. No one is seeing, no one is knowing what's happening in that room. She locked the door. Her parents, her brothers and sisters do not know. But who knows? Allah knows. Allah knows what she's doing. She never realized, neither her nor all those who were watching her, that she's going to die in this situation. Imagine. She lied down and they thought that this is one of the shows she's doing. But she never moved. They started writing text, joking. She slept. She forgot. And one said, he died. Ha, 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 ha. Joking. And when this man came from outside, saw on the screen lots of text, he immediately asked the other admin what happened. He said, I don't know. And he was her boyfriend. He called her on her mobile. But guess what? She didn't answer. Who answered? It's her sister. And she said to him, are you Khalid? He said, yes, I am. She says, May Allah punish you in this life before the hereafter. As you caused my sister to end up her life in this bad way. He said, what happened? She said, she locked the door and she did what you know what she was doing and died in that situation, very naked. Look at this example. How can you guarantee that you don't die while you are drinking? You don't die while you are kissing girls. You don't die while you are listening songs, while you are doing this or that. How you can guarantee that? So very wondering for those who gain wealth in this life, but they saved it, and the other saved, not in their saved. Where is your intelligence? Where is your brain? Where is your heart? What do you think? How many times you did sins before Allah? Can anyone do sins away from Allah? No one. No one can hide from Allah when he's doing his sins. So where is the sadness? Where is the sadness of that? Don't you know that Allah Ta'ala knows the seen and the unseen? Tomorrow, when you leave this land, you will know everything. And tomorrow, when you die, you will awake. Because now, you are asleep. You are not awake now. You are not awake. You are asleep, you are dreaming of what you are doing from the sin. But tomorrow, when you die, it is the trial. Al-Qari'atum al-Qari'ah, that is the time. When you awake, the real awakeness, but nothing can benefit you. While the young man is walking very happy, and happy of what he got, suddenly it was said, the young guy is sick. And suddenly it was said, he then denied that he did not sleep. He did not sleep in it. And suddenly it was said, he became in the morning very, very ill. And suddenly it was said, his eyes are stuck to the sky. And suddenly it was said, he was. And he is the pastor now. All people take the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and remember this much. أَكْثِرُوا مِنْ ذِكْرِ عَدِمِ اللَّهِ. One of the Salaf, one of the Bayes, one of the Salaf says two things. Stop me from enjoying this life. Remembrance of death and remembrance of the standing before Allah. Two things. Remembrance of death and remembrance of the standing before Allah. What are you going to say? If you are intelligent, you can. You can't tell lies to the police, tell to everyone, but not to Allah. Not to Allah. And Yazid ibn Tamim said, مَنْ لَمْ يَرْجَعُ الْمَوْتُ وَالْقُرْآنِ whomsoever that the Quran and death cannot stop him from sin, then even in the mountain come to hit each other like balls in front of his eyes, he would not be given the strike. He would just enjoy. If the Quran and this cannot stop you from the sin, nothing can make. Nothing. You see, when the eclipse appear. It's only that fraction of moment some people come to the masjid, and most of them are out. And after that moment, even those who were in the masjid, they forgot. See how many times people saw the hurricanes, volcanoes, flood, all these effects of earthquake, but yet, fraction of seconds, and they forget. So we have to always be alert and ask Allah Ta'ala to make us from those who eat up their lives by the good deeds and by the ilaha illallah. Ending this life, leaving this world, has two forms. The form of happy one and the form of the sad one. Here we have some views of bad ones. It was said to a man who was busy all of his life in business, say la ilaha illallah. When he was dying, say la ilaha illallah. He forgot that word. He wasn't familiar with it. He continued to say 3.5, 4.5. Other man, who also was only involved in dunya and collecting money and owned property, it was said to him, say la ilaha illallah. He says, the building so and so, an area so and so, you need to do maintenance to this thing and that thing. The garden in that place, you need to do this and that, until he died. He could not say la ilaha illallah. And it was said to one of them, say la ilaha illallah. This man was always listening to songs. So when it was said, say la ilaha illallah, he started singing. He started singing. And it was said to one who was drinking alcohol, say la ilaha illallah. He starts saying, give me a drink, give me a drink. A drink of wine, not a drink of water. And the stories of this kind is so many. So many. Recently, one of the doctors said that he had a young guy who was injured in an accident, in a road accident, and he was brought to the hospital, but he was dying. So they were telling him, his father was there, the doctor and everyone, say la ilaha illallah. He said, I can't. I want, but I can't. He's speaking, but he cannot pronounce this word. Why? Because he wasn't familiar with it when he was alive. Some views of the good in. Safwan ibn Sulaym came to visit Muhammad ibn Qadr when he was very ill, was dying, and said to him, Ya Aba Abdullah, I see that this is very massive to you, suffering of it. And Allah Ta'ala made it calm until Muhammad ibn Munkadir came back to his life and said to Safwan, if you see what I am in now, you won't say that, and your eye will happen. And then immediately he died. Muhammad ibn Thabit al-Bunani, ثابت البناني is a student of Anas ibn Malik. He accompanied Anas 20 years. Until the ulama said, the most strong in the ilm of Anas ibn Malik is Thabit ibn Aslam al-Bunani. When he was dying, his son Muhammad came to make him say La ilaha illallah. And he started saying, Ya Abati, say La ilaha illallah. Imagine this one. A man, in the moment of death, he's passing away now. He said, my son, leave me alone. For what? He cannot say La ilaha illallah. He said, I am in my word. You know word? You know the word word? Word is the remembrance, the regular remembrance you do. Like Adhkar al-Sabah al-Masan. He said, I am in my sixth or seventh word. So he doesn't even want to stop that to say La ilaha illallah because word is part of it. So he's continuing to say his word. Like if he's still strong and in good life. Abdul Rahman ibn Aswad found crying when he was dying. Then it was said to him, why are you crying? He was one of the ulama. Why are you crying? He said, I'm very sorry for Salah and Siyam. That is going to stop now. I'm going to stop praying after I die. And he continued reciting Quran until he died. Amir ibn Abdullah. Here's the Mu'adzab ibn Da'dan when he was dying. Amir was dying. And he hears the Mu'adzab. Then he said to those who are around him, take me to the masjid. Subhanallah. Today, let us call. We stay home. He was dying. And he said, take me to the masjid. And he was taken to the masjid in Salatul Maghrib and stood praying. When Rukur, he could not continue and die. Look what is a good end in that. Uthman ibn Affan, radiallahu anhu. Uthman ibn Affan was killed when he was reciting the Quran. Ali ibn Abi Talib was killed when he was going to Salat al-Fajr. Umar ibn Khattab was killed in the Mihrab. What a good deed is that. Why? Is it because they are close to the Prophet ﷺ, they are friends of them? No, because there were many people around the Prophet ﷺ. Abu Lahab, Abu Talib are closer to the Prophet ﷺ from Abu Bakr and Umar. But Abu Bakr and Umar were believers. And they used to work for that moment, preparing themselves. It's not wishing. You have to do. If you don't do, forget it. It's very difficult. Very, very difficult. And one of the beautiful views of the good deed is the one of Abu Zur'a. Abu Zur'a, one of the narrators of the hadith, من قال من كان آخر كلامي من الدنيا لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. When he was dying, his friends, the ulama, were around him. Abu Hatim al-Razi and others. Or sorry, it was Abu Hatim al-Razi who was dying. And Abu Zur'a, his close friends, they used to go travel walking for seeking knowledge. And his son, Muhammad, is one of the famous ulama of the Salaf. So he was dying. Abu Hatim al-Razi from Khurasan. He was dying. They came around him, and because he was the most knowledgeable one, they feels shame to tell him say la ilaha illallah. So they said, we have to make a trick. So they had a plan to come to him and start talking to each other, not to him. Who is this? What is the narrative chain of the hadith of? And they don't say the hadith, they start saying so and so said, until they came to Abu Huraira, the narrator. He knew what they want. He said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من كان آخر كلامي من الدنيا لا إله إلا الله دخل and died. He did not even continue Jannah. Why? To complete it there in the Jannah. That's how we can make our lives easy, in good way or in bad way. We all make mistakes. No one is free of sins, of mistakes. But we have to renew the tawbah. Not every morning and evening, not every day and night, but every moment. Every moment. May Allah make us from those who repent sincerely to Him. And those who are forgiven for all their sins. Oh Allah, make us from those who end up their lives by good deeds. And by saying لا إله إلا الله والله أعلم صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه